I bring greetings to one and all in the
奉主耶稣的名向大家问安。
First of all, I would like to thank everyone for coming and being part of this church.
感谢主，大家今天的早上的到来，来听主的话语。
Since we have ACM as well as election,
今天是这个常年大会，也是这个长执的选举。
We need to be short.
我们会尽量的简短。
Before I go into the sermon, I want to pray together.
我们一起来祷告。
Loving Lord, we are thankful to Thee for this wonderful day and time. We are able to come in this manner. Lord, bless all of us. Lord, speak to us from Thy Scripture. Lord, we are here to listen to Thy Word. Lord, speak to us. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart and be acceptable in this sight. My Lord, my strength, my Redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Today the topic is the church and its challenges.
今天早上的讲题是教会和它的挑战。
The passage is taken from 2 Kings chapter 21, verse 1 to 9.
主要引用的经文是在《列王记下》第二十一章第一到九节。
Let me start with a small story.
我们一起来看这段经节。
This picture you can see, this man is known as Vance Robert.
我们看到这个这位是伊凡罗伯特。
He was 1904-1905.
他生长在这个1904-1905年之间。
At the age of 26.26 years old.
他大概是
He prayed and sparked a revival.
他在那里兴起一个这个很大的这个复兴，在这个煤矿工厂。
This revival brought awakening about 100,000 converts to the church.
他所带来的这个复兴呢，有大约有十万的人呢来归向基督。
The revival transformed the whole community.
在他的这个复兴下，整个社那里的社群
，churches packed with bags and pubs emptied，
而他教会呢充满了人数，而这个酒吧呢却空着了。
Sale of the Bible soaring and crime rates are plunging，
而这个圣经呢是售卖的很高，而这个犯罪率呢却大大的降低。
The thematic event captured the headlines of newspaper all through these 2 years.
而甚至呢，这样的行为呢，这样的这个复兴呢，带到这个报纸的头条新闻上。
But today the Sunday service attracts only small number of people coming to church.
但是到今天呢，我们看见呢，在这样的一个大的复兴过后呢，却只有剩下少数的年老的人来参加这个教会聚会。
100,000 converts.
有许多许许多多的。
Today, very, very small number coming to church and talking about old things, what past happened.
有只有少数的人呢谈起以前是多么大的那个复兴。
Today, in America,
今天我们的这个这个在美国
，every year 3,000 to 4,000 churches close their doors.
有大约3,500到4,000的教会呢，他们关门。
Estimated.People lost the churches lose people 2 million people 765 million people are going out.
而这个教会呢，它也丧失276万的这个人数呢。每年呢，到了这个，因为是个世俗的关系的影响。
Church attendance dropping day by day.
而这些每个礼拜主日的这个出席人数呢，都降低了。
In America, not only in America, Europe.
另外一个地方是在欧洲。
So this is what are my problem that today, why these churches become an empty and deserted?
为什么今天这些教会成为这个空荡荡没有人，而人没有兴趣呢？
They did not pass on to the next generation the legacy.
而他们是没有把这个好的这个传承呢传承到教后代。
Paul J. Mayer says.
保罗梅尔曾经说过
，Each of us will leave 4 things behind。
我们每个人呢留下4样的东西，
One is memories, the thought of that others have of us.
就是我们所留下的是回忆，就是其他人对我们的回忆。
Souvenirs,
或者是纪念品。
Trophies,
或者是这个奖品。
But this all will be sold out, lost, or sailed.
或者是我们的这个传承，只有我们的传承才会留下来。
Only one thing will remain is our legacy.
能够留下来的就是我们所传承给下一代的。
There are two kinds of legacies.
有三样在这个传承上有三方面。
The good legacy.
一个好的传承。
Include three things.
包括就是我们的信心。
Firstly, our faith in God is passed onto the next generation.
就是我们在主里面的信心传到下一代。
Secondly, our work continues and grows with our departure.
同时我们的工作呢能够发展并且当我们离开的时候还能成长。
Third, our name is a blessing to those who remember us.
而我们的名声呢也是一个对其他人的一个祝福。
It's a bad legacy.
一个坏的传承呢。
In contrast, it's a bad legacy is when our faith in God dies with us.
就是当我们的信心在主里面已经死了。
Our work falters, stagnates, or collapses with our departure.
而我们的工作也迟钝也缓慢并且呢也崩溃了当我们离开的时候。
And our name makes little or no positive impact on those who remember us.
而我们的名声呢也对以后的人呢也没有什么好的这个影响。
So the church's foremost challenge is today the future of the church.
而我们现在很当前最重要的挑战就是教会的未来。
In the morning I came and met with a brother and asked, all 30 years, how many full-time ministers went from this church?
我们今天早上来这里，我们想有多少个教会全职的这个圣工人员在此呢？
Only one brother who went for full-time ministry from this church. Only one person went for full-time ministry.
有一天就是有一个就是要离开这个全时间的工作。
Always you are praying for pastors to come.
我们希望祷告，就是有更多的人能够来。
No pastor in BP churches.
没有这个牧师呢，我们就没有办法领导这个教会。
All the congregations.
而这个也没有办法领导这个会众。
If we are going to leave,
当我们离开的时候
，Who is the leader?
是领袖在哪里呢
？Okay, it is in the hands of the good godly leader.This hand, the future of the church, is godly committed leader's hand.
而最重要的就是我们这个传承下去的，就是借着这个敬虔的领袖的手上。
Not only leadership, it's a member's hand.
也同时呢，在这个敬虔的这个会友的手上。
It's a teamwork. We all join hand in hand to work together.
所以我们需要了彼此来手牵手的一起来侍奉神。
We all are here by virtue of His calling, not by choice.
我们今天在此呢，都是因为神的呼召，不是借着我们的选择。
It is our responsibility to protect this church in future.
而这是我们的责任来确保教会有这个未来。
With the dawn, I'm going to go into the scripture. I'm going to in the scripture.
我们继续讲这个经文。
Just we read about two people, one person, Manasseh.
我们要看的是一个人，就是马拿西。
I'm going to talk about Josiah.
然后接下来我们会讲到约西亚。
Two people will give us good lessons, what to do, what not to do.
那他们所给我们的一个教训，就是一个不要效法的，一个是应当效法的。
Please take your passage, 2 Kings chapter 21, verse 1 and 2.
我们来看我们的圣经的经文，在这个列王记下第21章。
It is possible for one ungodly person to lead many into untold evil.
这是可能的，由一个不敬虔的人带领许多的进入这个无数的这个邪恶。
I repeat, it is possible for one ungodly person to lead many into untold evil.
这是可能的，由一个不敬虔的人来带领许多进入那无数的这个邪恶。
Manasseh was 12 years old when he began to reign, and reigned 55 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Hephzibah, and he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord.
而马拿西登基的时候年12岁，在耶路撒冷作王55年，他母亲的名叫邪西巴。马拿西行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，效法耶和华 在以色列人面前赶出的外邦人所行的可憎的事。
Sometimes we wonder who is this Manasseh.
我们在想谁是马拿西呢
？You need to know this is one of the worst evil king ever ruled in Judah.
他是其中一个邪恶的君王管理这个犹大。
55 years.
共有55年的时间。
In order to know him better, you should know who is his father. Who was his father?
我们也要知道谁是他的父亲。
His father's name was his father is a king Ezekiah.
他的父亲就是西西家。
One of the good king.
是其中一个好的君王。
Who reformed the king Judah.
也改革了这个犹大。
When he was sick, he prayed God extended 15 more years.
他祈求神给他多15年的寿命。
In other words, he's a good king, but had a bad son.
他是一个好的君王，但却不是一个好的父亲。
So if you think I'm very good, my children going to be very good.
你可能想父亲是好的，可能孩子也是好的。
I'm mistaking myself.
不一定是这样。
If I don't do my work today, if I don't do my work,
假如我没有尽我的责任
，don't expect your children to be good.
不要期望我的孩子也。
Two example from the history. Two example from the history. History, I'm going to give example.
今天我要举一个例子。
Can you see the picture?
看到这位人物是谁吗
？Do you know anything about this man?
很熟悉吗？这位人
？He's Joseph Stalin.
他是史大林，苏联的领袖。
A Russian dictator. He is responsible for the death of 20 million of his own people in his own country.
他就是在残酷的统治之下呢，他死到2000万人丧失了生命。
What to do with this man?
他 这位人是从怎么样的出身呢
？His mother was a devout Russian Christian, Orthodox Christian.
他的母亲呢是很敬虔的这个苏联的这个东方正教的这个基督徒。
She wanted him to go for theological studies as a pastor.
他曾经要他成为这个教领袖。
Even he got into the admission, he received a theological grant to study in Tiflis Theological Seminary.
他也甚至呢，在这个1894年呢，获取这个神学院的这个学位。
He left the faith and killed 20 million of his own people. If whenever you go and Google about him, Russian Joseph Stalin, you will know about it.
而他在统治之下，2000万人丧失生命。
One more person.Is Friedrich Nietzsche.
另外一个是尼采。
He's an atheist.
是一个无神论者。
He wrote on death of God.
他讲的写了一本书叫做《上帝已死》。
He went for study theological school.
他也曾经到过他也曾经去过这个。
He stopped become an atheist.
他成为这个无神论者。
What is more good about him? His father was a Lutheran pastor.
他的父亲呢是路德会的牧师。
See, just next generation, they are not Christians.
所以我们看见他的父亲没有把这个信仰呢传承给他的孩子。
Ezekiah, very good king, Ezekiah. Ezekiah, very good king.
西西家是一个好的君王。
Manasseh, totally very, very evil king.
而马拿西却是一个很邪恶的君王。
Today, all the churches are dying just because not we are not good. We never prepare our next generation.
许多的教会现在慢慢的这个减少，是因为许多的领袖没有办法传承这个信仰给下一代。
What did he do? What did Manasseh do?
马拿西不是好的君王。
Just we read some time back, Pastor Lim read up the whole passage. Pastor Lim read about it.
林牧师也读到这段经文。
This he destroyed the spiritual moral foundation of the whole country.
而这个马拿西呢，曾使到整个国家的道德败坏。
I don't want to read all the scripture. Please read yourself. But one thing he did, he totally destroyed the moral foundation of the country.
我不愿意读整段的经文，因为林牧师已经读了，所以他所讲这段经文所讲到，他完全摧毁了整个国家的这个信仰还有道德。
Whenever you destroy the moral foundation, automatically defile the country.
而他又污秽了整个这个国家，借着这个偶像崇拜。
Not only that, he brought heathenism and paganism into the country.
他也把这个偶像的崇拜呢带入这个国家。
He desacralized the community with all kind of filthy religious worship inside.
他又带领了许多的这些外邦的这些信仰呢进入这个国家。
Once a holy nation become an unholy nation today.
曾经是一个圣洁的这个国家，现却成为一个不圣洁的国家。
He instituted bitter persecution.
而
bitter persecution.
而他也有这个迫对这个先知有了这个迫害。
Read yourself. He took many innocent bloods.
而他也曾经这个传统上也讲的，他杀死了这个先知。
Tradition says Manasseh who killed Prophet Isaiah.
而这个传统上的说法是马拿西曾经将这个先知以赛亚杀死。
How did he kill?
他怎么杀死他这个先知呢
？Isaiah ran, hid himself in the hollow of bark of the tree.
就是绑他的手在这个树丛上。
He ordered the son ascender.
就是把他锯成两半。
When you leave the standard of the scripture, you will become a tyrant and dictator and persecutor.
他不但是这个沾污者，也是这个迫害者。
G.K. Chesterton says like this.
我们看这个切斯特顿的这段话。
Whenever you remove any fence, always pause long enough to ask yourself the question, why was it put there in the first place?
当你在除掉一些规范的时候呢？常常停下来问一句话，就是假如你要除掉一些的规范一些限制的话，首先要问为什么它先会在那里。
Pause long enough to ask yourself the question, why was it put there in the first place?
为何是首先放在那里呢？
Scripture is given to us, it's a fence, me and my children to be protected.
这个圣经给我们是为了要保护我们的孩子们。
Whenever we undermine the scripture and standards,
当我们在这个毁坏这个圣经的这个主权的时候，
we will entertain all the things into the church and the community.
而就毁坏了整个这个教会还有整个这个社区。
Anything that takes the place of God or God's word is an idol.
而他把这个偶像呢带入教会里面。
Whenever we leave the standards of the God and we will end up doing anything and everything.
当我们放弃这个神的这个标准的时候，我们会做任何的事情。
Beware of secularization.
我们要小心这个世俗主义。
What is secularization?
什么叫世俗主义呢？
Bringing all the filthy things, all the worldly ideas into the church. No more standard. God's word is standard. I have a lot of standard outside. Bring it inside.
就是把外面世俗的这些标准呢带进教会里面，没有这个圣经的这个标准。
Bringing all the secular values inside the church.
把这些世俗的观念带入教会中。
Scripture is no more standard.
而这个圣经呢不再是我们的标准。
My life, my family, my church is governed by the secular values and systems.
而我的个人生命、教会、家庭的生命，甚至教会的生活，都不再遵照圣经的标准而行。
Sometimes I wonder, am I going to attend church or something else?
我在想我们到底是如何呢？
All the meetings become a law firm. All the judges sitting and talking like judges. We all become lawyers and something like that.
而可能这个教会就成为一个好像一个法律机构，一个律师馆。
I don't say that's wrong, but don't leave the scripture.
而我们不要把它带入这个教会中。
Church is a place of love and concern and care. This is what I need to see in the church.
教会应该是一个关心关怀的地方。
Our younger children are looking at the church, and they want to come and participate because they don't see any warmth inside.
而有的人要来参与教会，但是他们却感受不到这个爱。
Church has become an institutionalization, what we call.
而这个教会不应该只是一个好像一个机构一样。
I'm running a fun company and factories.
不像是一个管理这个公司一样。
Lot of hierarchies and so many things. What is happening? We don't know sometime. Hierarchy. Level.
有各种各样的这个管理。
But this, thank God for our church. We are still try to do God's will according to the scripture.
但是我们感谢神，我们的教会还是遵照圣经的标准。
Can you go sometime other churches? You hardly see pastor there.Go outside, cannot see pastor.
Oh, 有时候你到外面去的时候，你看不到牧师。
Pastor is a Coca-Cola company. CEO of Coca-Cola company.
有时候这个好像总裁这样，有时候你看不到牧师。
Get an appointment to meet pastor. Appointment.
但是你要见牧师的时候需要预约。
It's not the servant, it's the boss.
这如此的高高在上。
How many bosses you want?
我们要多少个老板？
Jesus is servant.
牧师应该是一个仆人。
Church is God's place.
教会是上帝的地方。
God's word is the first and foremost.
这个神的话语就是我们的这个良方。
Second, beware of desacralization.
另外一方面就是我们所面对的问题，就是失去这个神圣的这个标准。
Our standard of morality going down and down and down and down.
我们道德标准是沦落了。
I have a movie culture, Hollywood culture inside the church.
而且我们也有这种电影的文化进入教会里面。
The way I come to church is not humble myself and panicking inside. I come or worship God with trembling heart. It's no more like that.
而教会已经失去了那种对神的那种敬虔的崇拜。
I'm coming to a club, a hotel, a movie theater.
变成好像来一个看电影，而且观赏节目一样。
Have you heard about them? Our children are visiting them, that kind of churches.
你看到其他的教会已经慢慢的沦落到这个地步。
Their standard is not scripture, the Hollywood thing.
他们的讲台变成一个舞台，变成一个好像好莱坞的一个表演台。
You want to make movie theater?
是变成好像一个电影一样。
You are celebrities like coming like red carpet people. You know, you have seen them in the movies and TVs.
就是娱乐大众、娱乐大家一样的。
I'm afraid. People are making our church into theaters. I'm afraid.
我怕我们的教会变成一个好像电影院。
The lower the morality goes, you spoil the church totally. One good for nothing.
而这个道德的沦落慢慢在摧毁整个的教会。
This is the idol coming into church. This is idol coming into church.
就是这个慢慢要进入教会当中的。
Beware of consumer mentality, a driven mentality.
而我们呢，也可能有一种消费者的这个一种的观念，而不是有一种奉献者的观念来到教会态度。
The church concept become convenience store concept. Convenience store.
而这个教会变成好像一个售卖店一样。
Whenever convenient for me,
有什么需要
，I'll conveniently come and sit and go.
我就来到教会得到解决。
What I get out of the church?
不是我要来到教会来奉献。
Is the church is house of God? Are you coming and making a business here?
而不是来在教会呢来做生意来得到什么利益。
Church has become convenience for understanding. Please change your attitude because we are going to leave the church. If you are going to entertain all these kind of things, the church will not be church tomorrow.
而我们来到教会呢，不是存着一个消费者的观念，我们是来到教会呢，就存着一个奉献者的教会，来付出，来服侍。
Do you really love this church?
我们是否有爱教会的心呢？
How much do you love it?
我们爱教会有多少呢？
How do you love it?
我们怎么样来珍惜这个教会呢？
I'm part of this house.
当我们离开这个家，
This is my God's house.
这个家是不是上帝的家？
I'm my responsibility to make the church right.
我
My responsibility to make the church right.
我这个责任就是使到这个教会成为我的家。
When something goes in my house, something wrong, I am right, I am the person to do something.
假如这个家有这问题的话，我是要负责到底的。
I'm not supposed to find fault with anyone else. It's my responsibility.
我是有这个责任保护这个家。
Whenever you come in the concept driven consumer mentality, you expect everything to be done to you. Oh, please, please do this.
这个消费者的观念就是你可以给我什么呢？
I will tell from my heart, all the ministers, all the full-time, all the, we try our best to serve you.
就是我们每一个人来到神的面前都要有一个愿意付出服侍神的心。
But sometimes we are weak people.
可能是我们可能当中有一些是消费者的心态。
With that, I want to go for second thought.
然后我们去到第二个观念。
It is possible for one godly person to lead many into untold blessing.
而这也是一个可能的，就是有一个敬虔的人呢，带领许多人呢，进入这个无尽的这个祝福。
It is possible for one godly person to lead many into untold blessings.
这是可能的，有一个敬虔的人带领许多的人呢，进入这个无尽的祝福。
Second Kings chapter 22 verse 1 and 2.
这个列王记下第二十二章第一到二节说，
Josiah was 8 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 31 years in Jerusalem. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, and walked in all the way of David his father, and turned not aside to the right hand or to the left.
列王记下二十二章第一节，约西亚登基的时候年八岁，在耶路撒冷作王31年。他母亲名叫耶底大，是波斯家人亚大雅的女儿。约西亚行耶和华眼中看为正的事，行他主大卫一切所行的，不偏左右。
Who is this Josiah?
这位约西亚是谁呢？
One of the best king and godly king.
他是一个其中一个好的并且敬虔的君王。
He started right at the age, very young age, he started right.
他在开始的时候，年轻的时候，行得正。
It's the age, eight, he has to reign, he started to reign.
他在八岁的时候就开始的。
You are thinking my child is so young, no need to worry, brother and sisters, no age bar.Started, this is the right time.
而他开始的时候呢，是很行得正。
When you teach your children from the young age, then they delight in the word of God.
但是他开始的时候也很喜悦上帝的话语。
Verse you read it yourself, 23:3 says, he walked and he loved the word. He desired to serve the Lord.
而他做完第八年，尚且年幼呢，就寻求他主大卫的神。
His testimony in the scripture goes like this, 23:25, let me read. And like unto him, there was no king before him that turned to the Lord with all his heart, with all his soul, and with all his might, according to all the law of Moses, neither after him arose there any like him.
而在列王记下第23:25说，在约西亚以前没有王向他尽心尽性尽力地归向耶和华，遵行摩西的一切律法，在他以后也没有兴起一个王向他。
What's your testimony and my testimony? What is your testimony and my testimony?
他的见证还有我的见证。
Oh, what my children will say about me?
我的孩子要怎么效法呢？
Okay, let me, what did he do?
我看他来做了什么。
He removed all the abomination from his country and the temple. He cleaned the place.
他把所有的这些污秽呢除掉，在这个西伦西那里烧毁。
A good leader who is for God, who cleans unfilthy things, filthy things.
他除掉一些的偶像。
He built a conviction of safety among the people.
他就在他百姓当中建立这个安全的这个保障。
When the dictator rules, a persecutor rules, people are trembling. What to do? What will happen? We don't know.
而他人民在不知道的当中，他建立了这个保障。
There are countries like this. Don't worry about it. He built a fence around the people by giving the book of the law.
他也为了这人民呢、百姓呢，给他们这个律法书来建立他们的这个根基规范。
When the books are given, they feel sense of security.
而这个本书呢，给圣经的律法呢，交给这个约西亚王。
Which the land of law is a security for the people.
而这个律法呢，就是成为百姓的这个规范。
Josiah gave the book and made them to read.
而这个约西亚将律法书交给百姓，要他们来念。
He built the future of his people by establishing Yahweh worship.
而他也建立这个规范给他们。
When our people come back to God, God will protect them and provide them, take care of them.
而当神的百姓来回到神的面前，神会保守他们，保护他们。
Our children's future not in our hand.
我们的孩子们不在我们的手，在我们的手上。
It's in His hand.
不在我们的手上，是在上帝的手中。
Only I can give them the right thing in right time.
我们只能够给他们正确的教导，正确的这个方法。
Jonathan Edwards, one of the men.
另外人我们要看的就是约拿丹这个爱华斯。
He lived only 55 years.55 years.
他只有65年的时间。
Jonathan and his wife very godly, but he was uncommonly hardworking and intelligent and moral person.
而他是非常的努力，非常的有恩赐，也非常的道德的人。
What did he do?
他做了什么呢？
Because he was godly, he became all his descendants with outstanding careers.
因为他是敬虔的人，所以他所做的都是非常突出的。
1,400 people after him.
而有许有1400的这个人呢，受到他的影响。
More than 100 lawyers and 30 judges.
他的后代呢，有100个律师，有30个法官。
13 college presidents, 100 and more professors.
而有13个教学院的这个这个院长，也有许多的这个教授。
60 physicians.
也有60个医生。
100 clergymen, missionaries, and theological professors.
有100个这个牧师或者是宣教士。
80 elected officers, public office, including 3 mayors, 3 governors, and general members of Congress.
有80个在政府部门工作高层工作，有个是市长，有个是官员，并且有许多的在众议院担任议员。
3 senators, 1 vice president.
有一个是众议院长，并且也有一个是副总统。
135 books of merit and 60 over authors.
他有60个呢，也达到了有写这个出书，并且也有许多的这个出书。
When a person fears God, he and his children will be blessed. He and his children will be blessed when he person fears.
和他的孩子们呢，都很敬虔为主。
I respect. I'll call you to make sure that we follow the good legacies.
确保我们今天来思想的话，就是让我们呢能够也敬虔的来为主。
Let me give some thoughts how to apply in our life.
然后我们在想这些怎么样来应用在我们的生命当中呢
？I'm proud. I'm in the BP Church.
我很感谢主，就是我是笃信圣经长老会的领袖。
How many of you know what is BP Church stands for?
我们当中有多少人知道这个笃信长老会的立场是什么呢
？When I see sometimes we don't know，
也许我们当中不知道。
When it started 1955 by Pastor Timothy Toh，
我们开创的这个领袖呢，是这 Timothy Toh 牧师。
The founding ethos of the church was biblical authority, the scripture authority of the scripture。
他所开创这个教会的这个教义呢，很重要的就是圣经的主权。
Bible is the final authority of my faith and my life. No anything, nothing else.
圣经就是我们生命、我们的信仰、我们生命最终的这个主权，没有其他的东西来代替。
What is your authority? What is your authority? Second, the biblical separation.
第二个就是教会的分隔立圣经的分隔立场。
We will not participate with any unholy fellowship.
我们不会跟其他的那些这些不是基要信仰的教会合作。
This is all in our article in Constitution. Please go and read these particular articles. This is all in Constitution.
我们不会参与这些活动。
And biblical fundamentals.
然后第三个就是基要主义。
Are you following them?
我们是否有跟从他们这些教导呢
？This is the legacy of this church.
这个就是教会的这个传承。
To protect me and protect my children and my children's children.
是从我开始传承到我的孩子，还有孩子的孩子。
Scripture is my authority. Everything, whatever I do.
教会就是我们的这个带领我们，圣经就是我们的教导。
I will not participate any unholy thing in my life, my children's life. I will tell you, make sure my children will not do tomorrow the same.
我不会参与其他的，不是属敬虔的，也不是属于这个教会立场的。
Whatever the foundation, whatever the biblical foundation, fundamentalism, we just believe it. We will not alter it.
除了这个基要派主义的这个教会的这活动，我不会参与其他的这个教。
Make sure you impart your children from the day one.
而这些呢，就是要我们传承给我们的孩子们的。
Doing God's work in God's way, not in any other way.
而我们做神的工呢，是以神的方法做，而不是以非上帝的方法来做。
Bring Scripture to its rightful place in our daily walk, life, and honor them.
而我们带这个圣经的教导到一个在我们生命中的一个正确的地方，并且来尊荣神。
It's very important how you do God's work is God's way, not your way, my way, or any other way.
我们服侍神不是照着我们自己的方法或世界的方法，乃是照着神的方法。
There is no alternative. There's no alternative.
没有其他的选择。
Only one way.
只有一个方法。
It is Jesus's way.
就是靠着耶稣来行。
What is our parameter of life? Family and children and church and society.
在我们的生命中的指数，我们的家庭，我们的孩子，还有教会，还有社会的这个指数是什么呢？
Scripture is my parameter.
教会就是我的规范。
My value system is based on the scripture, not anything else.
我的整个价值的系统呢，是根据圣经的这个教导。
Create the future of my children and grandchildren by giving the scripture. That is a safe future.
而我为了确保我的孩子的未来呢，就是把这个圣经的教导呢，传承给我的下一代。
Everything will change.
很多的东西都会改变。
Scripture for generation and generation will never ever going to change.
一切都会改变，就上帝的话也不改变。
I don't know what my grandchildren will be, but I'm sure the scripture will help him to be a good boy.
我不知道我的孩子将会如何，但是只要他遵守上帝的话，他会成为好的孩子。
So I encourage one on everyone, make sure you are in the scripture.
确保我们每一位呢都有这样的敬虔的心来传教导我们的下一代。
One of the biggest sad part in my life and everywhere, not only here, everywhere, praying people are less and less and less. Prayer.
我们发觉到我们不管在什么地方祷告的人数的越来越少。
In my heart, I want all this congregation not coming Sunday worship, prayer meeting also must help be held here. We are all going to pray.
我的心愿就是不单我们众弟兄姐妹在主日来到这里，我们在这个周三这个祷告会的时候也来这里。全部。
If you say God want you to worship Him, He want Him to you to pray also.
他神要我们来敬拜他，他也要我们来向他祈求。
Parents must pray for the children.
我们必须为我们的孩子们代祷。
Leader must pray for the congregation and his whole life.
领袖要为这个自己的生命还有会众的生命代祷。
Members pray for the members, leaders and leaders pray for the members. Everyone join together hand in hand.
领袖为会友祷告，会友为领袖祷告，彼此的代祷。
Very sad, we are hardly come for prayer meeting.
但是很难过，就是我们比较少来参加祷告会。
I'm not worried about you.
我不担心你。
My children don't know how to pray.
我会担心我的孩子不会的祷告。
When there is a problem, they don't have the concept of corporate prayer.
他们就是没有这个一个观念，就是神体听祷告。
Really, I need to thank Freddy and his wife and children, two children, Phoebe and small one, come prayer meeting. When I saw them, really, I really have very happy to see the small children coming to prayer meeting.
我很高兴的会看到一些小孩子来到这个祷告会中。
When I spoke to them, Pastor, they are making a noise.
他说牧师在讲出声音。
But what do you want from the children then?
但我们要我们的孩子做什么呢？
And let them come and make noise. We have to be patient with the children. That's what God wants me to do.
这是神要我来勉励大家的，要来祷告会。
Praying church creates better future and safe future for your children.
而这个祷告的教会能够保障我们孩子的未来。
Mission and evangelism must be taken seriously. Mission and evangelism.
而我们看见这个宣教还有这个传福音也必须慎重的来对待。
And this is the backbone of the church.
这就是能够保障我们的下一代。
We all hear no conversion hereafter this church.No conversion hereafter.
假如我们过后没有这个人来归向主，
one day we will be empty place. Roughly 20 years, 30 years down the road, nobody will come.
而我们二十年、三十年过后，可能没有人来这个教会。
We have to go one day. We have to go.
我们就必须过去了。
Who will reach these neighbors?
谁会来呢？
It's our job.
这是我们的责任。
Are you taking seriously about missing neighbors? Our children don't know. That also other part.
我们的孩子可能不懂，也许是我们的责任。
When I began as a Christian in the beginning, I started to go house to houses, tracking, talking, doing so many things.
开始做牧师，在担任牧师的时候，我一直在不同的挨家挨户那里去传福音，去跟每个人去谈。
That motivated me to become a full timer today.
这是我们的全职的这个推动力。
But our children are highly exposed.
但是我们的孩子们却没有这样的心。
See, these are all the loopholes in the churches.
这是我们的在教会里面的需要有这个责任。
Because we are taking Western values, not Scripture values.
我们可能是拿了这个不是属于圣经的话语的这个价值。
We want doing Christians, not knowing Christians.
Oh, 我们不是要一个来知道，在头脑上知道，我们也要在我们的生命中行道。
Sunday after Sunday, we come, listen all 30 years, 20 years, 15 years. We know Scripture a lot.
我们二十年、三十年，我们知道熟悉圣经。
I'm sure we all are taught well.
我相信我们神都祝福我们。
We know we sing very good songs and hymns.
我们唱的诗歌很好，我们懂得神的话语。
When come to the point of doing,
但是圣经是要我们来行道。
One of the big problem and challenge in the church today,
在教会的其中一个很大的挑战是
making the church people to come after Sunday, making them to come.
要带领他们来到教会当中。
Okay, if they come,
他们来了
are very difficult to make them participate.
要让他们能够来参与。
Very small number participate every year, the same good old people, not new people.
但是只有少数人来参与，不是全部的人来参与。
Any operation cleanup, only small group of people. Who came last year? He will come this year. He will come next year also.
他今年来，这少数人今年来，明年还是一样少数的人来。
The prayer meeting, who came last year? He will come every day. Then he will come as long as he lives. He will come next year also.
而这个祷告会也是少数人来，今年来，明年也会来。
We know, but we don't do.
我们知道，但是我们却不行道。
Is it faith?
这是不是我们的信仰呢
？You believe something, but you don't do it. Is it faith?
我们知道某一些事情，但是我们却不行道，这是我们的信心吗
？Actually, if you believe you don't do it, it's not right faith.
假如我们知道却我们却不行道的话，不是真的信心。
So, Jesus told a good Samaritan parable. Jesus told good Samaritan parable.
哦，所以耶稣基督讲了这个好的撒玛利亚故事。
There was a priest and a Levite passed by a person who was lying injured.
而这个祭司走，有一个人被强盗抢了，然后被打了，然后有祭司跟利未人经过，却不看顾这个人。
Both the very good scholars, theologically well trained, they serve in the temple.
他们都是很有这个头脑，很有这个知识，有学知识。
They know what time to watch him to sing, how to pray, how not to pray, each and everything very good.
他们懂得祷告，懂得什么时候要做什么。很知道，头脑知道。
But somebody is dying, they conveniently walking pass by.
但是有人要死了，他们却绕道而行。
Is it your faith like that?
我们的信心是否是如此呢
？I know very good him. I know Bible, everything good, but I don't do.
我知道圣经，我能够唱诗歌，但是我却不行道。
This faith has no value.
而这样的信心呢是没有价值的。
Your pews.Faith must become payment faith. Your pure faith must become payment faith.
而我们在这个遗址上的教会遗址上的信心，我们必须要出到外面来，有实际行动的信心。
Your pulpit faith must become a public faith and private payment faith.
我们在讲台上的这个信心呢，也必须出到外面呢，能够成为赢的传福音给大众的这个信心。
When you exit the church gate, when you exit the church gate, when you go out of church gate,
当我们走出这个教会时
，I'm different person from the church. Church, I'm very holy person, a very good person, a very good singer, very nicely. But after that, I'm somewhere different.
当我们走出这个教，我们在教会里面是一个很良善、很好的人，但是我们走出教会是另外一个人。
I'm asking you to check with yourself. You check what you're doing.
让我们来审查我们自己的信心。
So what I want to tell you, your private faith must become public faith.
我们自己个人的信心必须要成为能够让众人所知的信心。
What you believe, you do. That's what my children want to see from me.
而我所做的，我是要让我的孩子看见我所做的是属神的。
But there was a good Samaritan who came. Good Samaritan who came. Good Samaritan passed by.
好，这个好的撒玛利亚人走过。
But he put the personal faith in practical and participative faith. What he did something to the need of the person.
而他把他个人的这个信心呢，化成为一个有行动的信心来帮助其他的人。
God wants me to do, not to know alone.
神要我的去遵行，而不是在头脑上知道。
I want to create a generation who loved and cherish to serve God with me after me.
我希望我跟我的下一代的推众都能够一起来遵行神、爱神的话。
You know, the Good Samaritan, we don't know his name, and we don't know much about him, but he did something. That's why we remember today.
而这个撒玛利亚人，我们不知道他的名，但是他却遵守了上帝所要做的。
There are many things to talk. We keep on going talk, but one thing I want to say: let your life shine forth for your children by living and walking for God.
让我们的生命彰显在我们的儿女的生当中，借着我们所行的所活出来的。
I'm going to close it here.
我很快要结束了。
One thing I said: two persons here.
我讲到了两个人。
Manasseh.Wicked king.
我们 看到马拿西这个邪恶的君王
had a good father.
他有好的父亲
Josiah, good king.
约西亚他是个好的君王
but had a bad father.
他的父亲却不好
See, sometimes it's irony, isn't it? Irony.
有一点很矛盾的地方
But we can make the better future.
但是我们可以产生一些
So we want you to the future of the church is determined by the committed and godly leaders and members' hand.
而教会的未来呢，是在于这个有献身的领袖还有会友。
Those who honor, those love, honor and obey His word.
就是那些爱神的话，尊荣神，并且遵行神的话。
We want men and women who are willing to pray and participate and in service of the Lord.
而我们需要的弟兄姐妹就是愿意来祷告愿意来在教会来服侍神的人
I encourage everyone to make sure that we do something for God in this generation
让我们在这个教会里面能够来为主服侍
If God calls you today come on this is the right time commit your life to God ask God to guide you and here we are to support and help you
让我们来一起来共同的来服侍神
It is my desire leadership must, the future leader must be here sitting somewhereAre you ready?
我的盼望就是我们当中的领袖或者未来领袖在我们当中你是否预备了呢
Shall we pray for Josiah to come out of our church?
我们应该来为我们约西亚从我们的教会当中来出来来带来复兴
Bring reformation and revival in our church
来带这个改革还有复兴在我们的教会当中
Shall we pray together?
我们一起来祷告
If God spoke to you, you commit your life to God
我们是否愿意来把我们的生命献上以神
you, tell all, you ask God to help you God will guide you through
求神帮助我们来带领我们
It's my responsibility Don't see somebody's responsibility
所以我们要看的是自己的责任而不是别人的责任
Commit your life to God, God Ask God to bless you
我们来到神面前求神来
Make yourself blessing as well as you can be a blessing to many thousands of people in the days to come
使我们自己能够来归向神
Josiah become a blessing to the whole nation
为我们的下一代祷告神让神兴起约西亚
When you don't do
假如我们不做
Somebody else will do
其他人会做
We are responsible for whatever the costs and consequences
我们是为这个来负上这个责任与代价的人
Let's pray Loving Lord, thank you so much for this day
亲爱的天父我们感谢你
Lord, we are committing our church in your hand
主啊，你在我们的教会当中
，bless the church，
求主你祝福教会
，bless all the leaders，
也祝福所有的领袖们
，bless all the members，
也祝福所有的会友们
，Lord continually praying for the future of this church。
主啊，我们的特别是为着教会的未来向你祈求。
This church belongs to thee, Lord。
这个教会应该是属于上帝。
Guide us to do in your way。
让教会能够遵行上帝的话。
We come at this time in your name, in Jesus' name we pray。
我们祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督圣名。
Thank you. May God bless you.
谢谢大家，愿神祝福我们。